Tell me. Tell me everything. I'm eager to learn.
Ryan had been scanning the horizons, as far as that was possible with the piles of burned rubble all around them. Now he turned to face Brother Michael.
Seems to me like you're starting to believe where you are, when you are.
I do, Ryan Carter. I see, and I believe.
Well, sometime we'll fill you in on history. All you need to know is that a mess of bombs went off in Washington, so they say. Triggered the biggest firefight the world ever saw.
Ryan closed his hands together, then parted them slowly, like flowers opening.
Boom.
So this dreadful war, when the seals were opened and the horsemen released, brought a sort of peace to the land?
Ryan grinned.
Later, son. Right now.
Oh, shit!
Everyone responded in their own way to the sudden attack. Ryan was slightly ahead of JB, both men diving toward the cover of the open doors of the armored wag.
Come on, boy!
Dean and Christy jostled each other for third place, with Abe on their heels. Mildred was a splintered second behind the gunner, while Doc's befuddled brain was, as ever, a few beats slower than the others, but still hugely quicker than Brother Michael.
What in the world?
The slender monastic figure stood stock still, his jaw dropped, gazing down at the bright sparks that fountained off the highway close to his feet, staring in bewilderment at the scrambled disappearance of the rest of the group.
Dark night!
JB had already gotten his hand onto the control for the rear doors. Ryan was dropping the shields over the front screens. Doc, Christy, Mildred, and Dean were taking up their positions by the machine guns, waiting for orders.
Damn it! Nobody grabbed the kid?
Abe was crouched near the back, squinting out at Brother Michael.
Move it, shit, for brains!
Why, yes, of course.
Ryan figured at least a half dozen were attacking them, probably within 200 yards. Several rounds ricocheted off the steel plate of the APC, and Brother Michael still hadn't moved a step to save himself.
Leave him! Get the fucking door shut before y'all get chilled!
JB glanced across to Ryan, who didn't hesitate for a moment.
Close them!
No! I shall save the poor lad!
Doc, let it lie!
JB's hand faltered above the control. He looked over his shoulder, while Doc clambered quickly down from his gun position, almost falling over Abe as he climbed out into the open.
Oh, God! You're crazy, old fuck!
Ryan nearly ordered the armorer to close the rear of the wag, condemning both Brother Michael and Doc Tanner to certain death or capture. He had no feelings for the teenager, and would have abandoned him without another second's thought. But Doc was something special.
Hold it. Hey, get his LMG and put up some covering fire. You too, Mildred. Christy, watch out for the back of the wag.
JB fired up the engine, putting the tracked vehicle through 45 degrees to protect the open exposed rear from the shooting. There was an obstacle by the passenger's front seat, and Ryan was able to watch Doc. The old man kicked up his heels, dodging sideways as a burst of lead narrowly missed his ankles. Now he was alongside Brother Michael, who looked at him with an expression of vague surprise, as though he partly remembered being introduced to Doc some years ago.
Come on, lad. It is time to exit. Stage left.
JB nervously watched them on the vid screens.
Grab him.
The heavy blaster in the wag suddenly went off as Abe spotted a possible target.
Got one of the scum bastards!
Watch the ammo, Abe. It's not like with Traitor. You shoot that and there's no more.
Right, Ryan!
Ryan's attention had been momentarily distracted from Doc's rescue bid. Now he looked again and saw that the newcomer was following Doc toward the relative safety of the APC.
Lousy shots. Range is short and the cover's good. And they can't hit a couple of sitting ducks.
At that moment, Ryan glimpsed the first of their attackers. He was a raggedy man, slightly built, in patched furs. He darted from behind a pile of rubble, trying to get across to the other side of the partly blocked highway. There was a single shot from Mildred's LMG, the round puffing dust 6 inches in front of the running man.
Shit. I'll get him this time.
Mildred fired a second time, the massive bullet hitting the man in the right thigh, smashing the femur, passing clean through, breaking the left leg, and opening up the big artery near his groin. The man went down in a clatter of limbs, the gun flying from his hands. For a few agonized seconds, he tried to drag himself to cover, but the bright lifeblood was draining out of him into the dust, like water from a slashed goatskin.
Don't bother with another round.
I wasn't going to, Ryan. A doctor can diagnose a mortal wound fairly quickly.
Excuse me.
The vehicle shuddered as first Brother Michael and then Doc piled into it. Ryan looked at JB, but the doors were already closing.
Why'd you just stand there, Brother Michael?
I didn't know what was happening. They were seeking my death.
You never come across bad people like that in Nil Vanity?
Killers? Murderers? Those who slaughter against the will and wish of the Almighty? Moral perverts?
It was a monastery, Christy, not a whorehouse.
Why do they so detest me?
Doc had flopped on a seat, fanning at his face with his hand.
They detest strangers, Brother Michael, that is all.
The shooting had almost stopped. An occasional bullet rang off the armor plate, but the attackers had seen the wag's firepower and were now keeping themselves well out of sight. Ryan swung around in the swivel seat.
It's a good welcome to Deathlands, Michael.
It sure is, son. Teach you to keep your ears and eyes open and your mind clicking all the time, and your asshole sewn up tight as a goose.
I could not imagine that there would be such things. Every fact that any of you have imparted to me has proved true.
A friend doesn't lie to another friend.
And you saved my life, Dr. Tanner.
Just call me Doc, will you? None of us are that impressed with courtesy, honors, and titles, Brother Michael.
Of course. If I am lost forever to my time and my brothers, then I shall no longer use that name. I shall just be plain Michael.
Most folks have two names, Michael.
Call him Michael Stranger.
Michael Dumb Shit.
What's wrong with your own full name?
I have no second name.
Two names. Just play the good old switcheroo with them.
Ryan smiled.
You mean call him Michael Brother, Doc?
Why not?
Sure, why not? What do you think about it, Michael? You like it?
I don't know.
Yes, a true alias, as in the Old West. Folks, a good old Deathlands welcome to your friend and mine, Michael Brother.
Welcome to the team, Slugger.
The firing ceased. JB used the main scanner to sweep the area, but the ruins were so extensive that it was difficult to be certain that their attackers had actually fled the area. All that remained was the single sprawled corpse in the lake of congealing blood. A couple of the bolder rats had come sneaking out of their deep hiding places, sniffing at the air, seemingly unworried by the rumbling of the wag's powerful engine.
When do we perform the burial ceremony?
When hell freezes over, Mikey. Not a single fucking second before.
The whole city can't have been wiped into charcoal.
Got a map. Go any place we want.
JB shook his head.
Is there any point in this?
Trader used to tell us that the time you stopped getting curious was the time you got a bucket of dirt in your open eyes.
Sure, sure. Look around us, Ryan. More life in a spent round.
The scanner display on the dash began to flicker.
Come on, you bastard.
JB banged it with his fist, watching it steady for a moment. Then the screen went blank, with a single tiny emerald spot of light at its center. That eventually faded away into blackness.
Terrific. Now what do we do?
Still got vid screens. Use them and the ob ports on the sides.
But we don't know where we're going. I feel like a hunk of tuna trapped in a nice safe can.
Oh, maps are luxuries. Compass and a good sense of direction's all you need. Am I right, Ryan? Or am I fucking right, huh? You tell me that, Ryan.
You're right. But we gotta decide. We can find our way back to the redoubt without much trouble. Got plenty of gas. Ammo for the blasters. No tires to get shot out.
What will we eat?
Dean grinned approvingly.
Yeah, Michael, yeah. Good question. When are we gonna eat, Dad?
Ryan looked out the side window.
We can head out due west. Then if things don't get any better, we'll turn around and make another jump from the gateway.
There's life in the Vale, Lover. I can feel it, even inside this tuna can.
What sort of life, Christy?
JB had been just about to engage the main drive, but he stopped at Christy's words.
All kinds. The feeling's muffled, like hearing someone talking way down inside a cavern, but it's there just the same.
Wild animals in the asphalt jungle. Go loaded for lion.
Whatever you say, lady.
The dark painted vehicle began to roll westward. Gradually, very gradually, they moved away from the blackened ruins of the firestorm. When they reached the north branch of the Chicago River, though none of them knew that was the old name of the sparkling watercourse, they found a sturdy pontoon bridge, offering them the chance to continue their way toward the west of the city. The wag rattled along the ancient 56, passing the 20th century gangster citadel of Cicero.
That devastated highway up to the left there must be the Eisenhower Expressway. It looks like it got bombed out of sight.
Buildings aren't in such bad shape out here. How far have we come, JB?
12 miles shown on the clock, Christy.
The charred ruins